All right. Well, good morning and welcome, everybody, to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. We've got two guests lined up with us this morning, and what a great day it's going to be, especially starting with these two lovely ladies. So for those of you who are taking notes, this is going to be another one of those to kind of sit back and relax. You know, I don't think you're going to need to write so much down, but there will be some key things. So don't get too carried away on that totally relaxing thing. And what we're going to do from both these ladies is hear a little bit about their background, and then we're going to get more into, you know, some of the things that they've discovered during their NICAN journey, during this wellness expedition, if we can call it that, of what the potential is with these products. And Lee, let's start with you. Age always before beauty, right? You know,
well,
I mean,
first, I'm not going to say that until I tell it in my story. But you want to start me to, should I start with the story then?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we start with you, Lee, for a couple minutes? We'll bounce over to Karen, and then we'll kind of, you know, volley back and forth. So, Lee, first of all, how long have you been in NICAN?
Forever. I should be Royal Diamond.
Okay, but
I'm not, because it's some interesting things that I'm evolving. I'm evolving quickly right now.
So the answer to my question.
The answer to my question, your question is 15 years.
15 years.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
So you were in. Make it so this way I don't get letters and hate emails from people. You were how young when you were introduced to NICAN?
Do you remember? Well, I'm just going to tell my story. Darn it, it's not that long. Okay, here I am. I mean, I live near the mountains, and I hike. I live on a lake. I swim the whole lake, and I'm not tired. I exercise. I do aerobics. I run. I have a great time, and I outlast my 25-year-old grandson, who is really in great shape, and the mountains, all because I have the NICAN products, and he doesn't. And neither does any of the mountaineers. They don't wear the insoles or anything.
Now, isn't that an unfair advantage, don't you think, Lee? I mean, come on.
It is an unfair, because they don't know why they have to sleep on the way home, and I don't. But anyhow, so one of the people I know is a naturopath, and she said, you know, I bought this $10,000 new quantum machine, which measures, it looks at your insides, and so how about I use it on you? So she strapped me from my head, wrists, and ankles to this machine, and she says, well, it talks sometimes. And it said, welcome. And I said, what? No, it didn't. He didn't say welcome. He said, excellent, says the machine. And she's busy reading the contents of what it's telling her on her computer screen. And she says, oh, my God. I said, what? She says, no wonder. I said, what? And she said, well, no wonder you outlast all of us on the mountains, all of us 40-year-olds in the mountains. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, this thing says that your tissue age is, inside of you, is 60 years old. And
wow.
Your metabolic age is 58. And I'm starting to subtract, right? And I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot. I said, that is 19 years difference. And I said, can I call that reverse aging? See, I'm marketing already. I said, can I call that reverse aging? And she said, sure, because this thing cannot lie.
Wow. You know, so basically what this fancy machine is saying, and you never really got into what you did prior to NICAN, but we'll bounce back to that. So basically, you were introduced to NICAN when you were, if I do the math correctly, 65. Is that right?
Yeah.
64,
yeah.
65, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And that's at an age when most people, well, in our country, you're eligible for retirement.
I had
earlier.
Retired from teaching.
But that mentality, especially in our culture today, is that's when you start slowing down. But as people will learn real quick, you're anything but slowing down. So let's put a pause or a comma on that And let's bounce to Karen here real quick. So, Karen Eastwood. And I'm sorry, I never really officially introduced Lee. Is it Landrud?
Mm-hmm.
Landrud. Now we're going to go to Karen Eastwood. And Karen, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long you been in NECAN and kind of some of that stuff.
I've been in NECAN for 19 years. And what else? I'm not sure what. I mean, I have 11 children. I have 48 grandchildren, and we're expecting our 12th great-grandchild.
Wow.
And those are the things that my life were focused on until NECAN came in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that I'm unfocused for my family.
Right.
I'm not.
Yeah, and I would imagine that with the five pillars of health and with the opportunity that's before us, you have even more of an opportunity to get focused on them.
Exactly.
Well, let me go back, and then we'll go back to Lee in a bit here, too, and address this question. When you started, what was the big thing for you that you discovered in your physical body? And you're how young today, Karen?
I am 72.
Okay.
I'll be 73 next month.
Well, fantastic. Early.
Yeah,
early
and I love every year of it.
So, as somebody in their 70s, can you remember, I know you can remember back, it's a silly question, but can you remember back to, what was the significant thing? Because I know you guys were good friends with Dennis and Ruth Williams. You knew him from church, and there in Yakima, where you guys lived at the time. What was the big thing for you at the very beginning that just was the aha that, man, these products are going to change not only our lives, but also people that we know? What was the big one for you?
Well, Ruth had talked to me about NECAN, and when I understood it was a network marketing, I was not interested. Done that, was not going to go through that little routine. But it wasn't until I laid down on a magnetic mattress, and I woke up the next morning, I ought to back up and tell you, I have fibromyalgia. I had done everything I knew to do. I had eliminated sugar. I was eating fresh fruits and vegetables. I was being very careful with the way I ate. And yet, I hurt constantly. And you know, a mother with a lot of children to take care of, that's not a good position to be in.
No, not at all.
And so when I laid down on, actually it was a car seat, it was quite remarkable how I even got that. But anyway, I laid down on that, and I woke up, and the first thing I noticed is that I'd slept 7 hours through the night. Second thing I noticed was I didn't hurt anywhere.
Now, 7 hours for you, that was a big deal?
Oh, yeah. Usually I could sleep 9, 10 hours and still just be groggy and not ready to get up.
Okay.
So, yes, that was a very big deal.
So just sleeping on the car seat, which is a real, not necessarily a downgrade to our nature of sleep system, but at least it's something. And I know, not that I've ever experienced fibromyalgia, however, I'm close friends with so many people that either had dealt with this. Brenda Dean, who was with us a few weeks ago, for it was a dozen years that she was dealing with fibromyalgia, and I love the word that her husband Brent used. He said, "You know, for me, I felt helpless. I couldn't help my wife." Was that for you like that too? The agony that you were dealing with?
Oh yeah. Well, and there was another slant to my story in that I'd had a complete hysterectomy 8 years prior.
Okay.
And they had put me on all kinds of hormones, which I had adverse effects to. And to make a very long story short, I never knew from one day to the next how my emotions would be, what I could handle that day, whether I could invite somebody over for dinner, or life was just never like it was before that operation. But then when I started sleeping on the mattress, what was incredible was that I would say 3 weeks into it, I begin to notice that I never had any more of these up and down episodes. I was like I was before I had been operated on.
Okay.
And my husband said that mattress for that reason, he says, I'd pay that price every year to have that kind of results for my wife. So anyway.
Unfortunately, we don't have to. I mean, it's a one-time investment.
Exactly.
I would imagine over 10 years or 15 or whatever, eventually it's going to, you know, start to break down. You'd say the magnetics will never wear out, but the actual construction, based on our weight of our body, it may start to give away a little bit, and you may want to replace it. But even then, I mean, you know, my brother did the math once, and he said, you know, for that sleep system that you're talking about, he said, this breaks down to less than a dime a day. So is it worth $3 a month to be able to sleep like that?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. Not rocket science.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah. Let me come back to you, Karen, in a sec. Lee, for you, did you have a dramatic, I mean, right from the get-go product experience like that?
I was teaching conflict resolution to a staff at an elementary school in Seattle, and at the last day, the principal wanted me to stand on these things she took out of her shoes, and I did, and she couldn't push my arm down, and I said, so what does this mean anyway? And I thought she was doing some stupid joke or something, you know? And she says, if you have these in your shoes, you're gonna be able to have that much more energy and balance and strength, and plus it's a great financial opportunity. And I thought, oh great, that sounds like another job. And I said, look, I just quit my job. I do not need another job. I don't need money. I don't need energy. I don't need anything. In fact, if I had more energy, I wouldn't have any friends left. So I left. And then on the way out the door, something says to me, Brett, now I got three kids. The third one is, he could use money to pay his fines off, to pay all the loans that he got from us. He still hasn't paid back, by the way. And I came back. I said, look, I'm not interested, but maybe my son might. He's got a great personality when he feels like it. And so maybe he could do this and make some money. So she said, okay, it's in my car. So we walked, and she didn't say what it was. We walked to the car, and she opens up the trunk and gives me this humongous black bag. And she didn't know that I had trouble sleeping. Mm. And so I took it home. I could see what it was for. She said, I can't talk. I got a meeting to go to. So she ran to her meeting, and I drove home. I put it on my bed because I had already moved out of my husband's bed because I had, when I was having hot flashes, and I'd wake up and there he would be snoring really loud. I couldn't go back to sleep. So I said, honey, I love you, but I'm going to sleep upstairs and then I'd be able to sleep, right? No, I'd still lay there and think and think and think and never be able to go back to sleep. So, but on this mattress pad, and she didn't give me the quilt, just the mattress pad and the pillow. And actually, we didn't have a quilt then.
No, I was doing the math for you, and I was going to say, Lee, we didn't have a quilt back then.
Yeah.
But that's okay, continue on.
Yeah, so I thought, well, this pad is fine. I mean, I can sleep on that. But this brick, I'll never be able to sleep on this brick. And so I put my head down, and as soon as it hit that thing, I was asleep, and I didn't think at all. Then I had to get up to go to the toilet, like I always did, which kept me awake another few hours. And this time I said, well, this time I won't be able to go to sleep again. But it happened again. And then when I woke up, about two or three hours before I used to wake up, I felt really good, and I thought, geez, it's early, but I don't feel like laying here anymore. I feel great. So now, for 15 years, I've had great sleep and a lot more time in the day, and I don't even know which is better, but I like them both.
Now, Lee, I have to ask you the question, and I want to fast forward. I'm going to keep volleying back and forth between you and Karen because I think this is kind of fun here. For you, and is your husband still with you today?
He died almost 4 years ago.
Okay, sorry to hear that. What did that change? I said, because you had mentioned that you guys were sleeping during the Ricky and Lucy Ricardo routine of opposite beds.
Yeah.
Were you able to?
Oh, it changed. Yeah, it changed. Because I had to give her that thing back. And And I thought, well, I'll have to get one. And I felt guilty about not having him be able to experience it. And so I bought it, and we put it on his bed. And then I thought, well, before I get another one for me, I'll go down and see what it's like. So I went down to, and guess what? He quit snoring, and I still slept really well, even better. And that was it. I never left the bed, and it was great.
Did your principal friend, did she not tell you that you could buy one for the whole width of the bed? You didn't have to buy them in...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we did.
So, Karen, let's fast forward to today, and then if we still have time left, we can go back. But looking back over your, 18, 19-year tenure with the Niken products and with the business opportunity, I know that between you and Clyde, you've had a myriad. I mean, we're talking, we could be busy for hours just talking about the experiences that not only you, the two of you have been able to enjoy, but the people that you've introduced it to, that you simply shared it with, and what they've experienced. But recently, I'm saying in the last year or so, you've had an experience with the bone health product with your heart. So without, because we could get literally carried away with just that subject alone because it's so monumental. But you got to be a pacemaker recipient, if I can call it that. How long ago?
Oh, goodness, it was in 07.
07. So 4 years, 3.5, 4 years now with the pacemaker, and you got on the OsteoDense product when?
Right immediately. In fact, I'm convinced that had Niken come out with the OsteoDense, they came out with it about a month after I had the pacemaker. And so I immediately started taking it, not thinking, well, no, let me back up. Let me just tell you what happened.
Okay, no, go ahead.
Before I tell you about the OsteoDense, I want to tell you that before I consented to having this pacemaker put in me, I told my doctor that I slept on a magnetic mattress. And he said, well, you got to get off of it. And I said, no, you don't understand. I have to sleep on the magnetic mattress. Well, he had a technician from Boston Scientific. That's the name of the manufacturer of my pacemaker. He called me. And when I explained to him about how I needed to sleep on a magnetic mattress, he said, well, that's not a big deal. He said, before the doctor puts that pacemaker in you, he says, just have him turn off a device that's inside the pacemaker, and that would make it so that the pacemaker won't respond to magnets. And I asked, well, what would be the negative side to that? And he said, it's just that they wouldn't be able to monitor you over a phone. And, you know, that, to me, was no big deal. So
we're not talking rocket science here.
No. And so I went in for this pacemaker operation, and they told me to come prepared to spend the night, which I did, but they went ahead and sent me home right after the operation. Well, they monitored me for a little bit. But after the operation, and I was at home, the lead from the pacemaker came loose, and it went down into my heart, and it perforated my heart and one of my lungs. And by the time they took me back in to correct the problem, my blood pressure was at 50 over 32.
Ouch.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people tell me, well, that's just right next to being dead.
Yeah.
And so because of that, they said that they couldn't put me, you know, out for that second procedure. I was wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
And after the second procedure, I developed atrial fibrillation, and they put me on a medication for that. Right after that, Niken came out with the OsteoDense, and I figured, oh, that's for bones, you know. But I heard a tape from Jerry White explaining how OsteoDense will transport calcium more efficiently into the bones. And normally your body would slough off a lot of that calcium. But it will then transport the calcium into the bones more efficiently, and then when your body needs it, that OsteoDense allows it to be released, and it goes out to all different parts of your body. What did that mean to me? Well, he went on and he explained that everything you do starts with an electrical spark. You know, like your eyes blinking or digestion,
sure,
or you flex a muscle, anything. It takes that electrical spark. Well, that spark can't happen unless calcium is present.
Right.
And I thought to myself, well, everything that's wrong with my heart was electrical. So I figured that maybe Osteodance would help my heart. After taking Osteodance for a week, I took myself off the atrial fibrillation medication. And I don't recommend that for others, but that was my, I knew that I would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I went in for my monthly reading of the pacemaker, which they would always check me once a month, I asked the gal, I said, did I have atrial fibrillation? And the technician said no. Next month was the same. On my fifth visit, on December 31st, 2007, I'll never forget this, the technician said, oh my goodness. And then she repeated, oh my goodness. And I thought, I said to her, I said, is something wrong? And she said, no, nothing was wrong. But she said she'd never seen numbers like this. And I asked, well, what do you mean? And she said, in September, the reading showed that the pacemaker was assisting the upper chamber of my heart, 30%. The lower chamber, where all the damage was done, it was assisting my heart 100% of the time. The next month, October, the upper chamber was assisted 20%. The lower chamber was 100%. The next month, in November, the upper chamber was assisted by the pacemaker 15%, the lower chamber 100%. She said, today your reading was 9% for the upper chamber. Your lower chamber is 5%.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then she repeated. She says, I've just never seen numbers like that.
And you said that was September to November?
Uh-huh.
Two months' time. You went from 30% and 100% down to what again?
9% for the upper and 5% for the lower. The month before, I had been 100% for the lower chamber. But the next month, I don't know what all transpired in my heart, but somehow that Osteodance was able to transport enough calcium into my heart that it was only having to be assisted 5%.
Wow.
And she was just amazed. Well, during all those readings, I want you to know I've never had atrial fibrillation, nor have I ever had it since. And I just had a reading about 3 or 4 months ago. Still, I have never had atrial fibrillation since then. And I don't know if you guys have heard these ads on television about atrial fibrillation. You hear those ads, and that would scare anybody to taking any medication.
Sure. Well, and then as my 12-year-old and I, as soon as the commercials come on, we kind of ignore the first 15, 20 seconds of what the medication is for. And then we get into extreme sarcasm mode of all the things that are more than likely going to happen wrong with you as a result, the side effects. So, but I mean, I hear you loud and clear. But she gets upset when I don't jump on her bandwagon to make fun of all the side effects because we're thinking, are you serious? Are you really serious? You want to go that route when there's stuff out there like Osteodance? Now, Karen, we probably should throw in here just because you had that result, we can't make any medical claims because you and I, we're not medical professionals.
That's right.
And I know Lee would step up and say, oh, no, I don't want to make any medical claims either. However,
I know from my personal experience what happened to me. Can this happen for somebody else? I don't know.
Sure.
And I want you to know that when I went on to it, I'm a prayerful person, and I felt very good about what I was doing. And I would recommend anybody approach their problems that way. And I will tell you from experience, and I'm sure all of you could say the same, doctors don't know everything.
Really?
They just simply don't. Isn't that amazing? And I think it's really important that everybody be very connected with what they're doing for themselves health-wise. Nikan doesn't know everything. And
sure.
So if you're going to have good health, you better be very inquisitive and open-minded and look at things that could possibly impact you.
Well, I think that's the key word here is we take responsibility. We take ownership of our own lives. I mean, we do it with everything else. We do it with our home, our cars, our kids, as parents, you know, and as grandparents. We take responsibility for these things that are entrusted to us. So why wouldn't we do that? Why are we quick to say, well, you don't know me, you're not living with me 24/7, you don't know what I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing, but I'm going to trust you, just make a educated guess. And I'm not coming against the medical community at all, because they're there and they're providing a fantastic, wonderful service. Again,
let me tell you something. I was in a car accident a few years ago, and it wiped out one of my arms and my shoulder and all. Fortunately, I had an excellent doctor who was able to operate and not put me back exactly, but, you know, to where I have good use of that arm. So doctors definitely have their place in this life.
So let me comment there, and we'll come back to you, Karen. Lee, for you, fast forward to today. You started out talking about being able to run circles around people that are, you know, close to a third of your age, someone in their 20, 25-year-old, you know, hiking and doing things that we should be able to.
That was just last couple months ago.
In the wintertime, in the Northwest, of all, I think, times to go hiking.
Yeah, I'm 79, and I actually love being 79, and I actually like to ask people, look at me, I like to do this, and how old do you think I am? And they're all embarrassed, and I said, no, that's okay, you can't hurt my feelings. And they say, somewhere in your 60s, and I said, well, you could add about 10, 15 years to that, and then they look. And then they don't believe me. And I say, you know, really, I am. And I said, everybody can have better energy and better health and have a life if you've got an open mind and if you know how to take care of yourself and if you use these products that keep your body working right. And
you know,
I said,
you know, what's funny is, Lee, I had this conversation, it's been a couple months ago, but one with my fellow firefighters. And he said, you know, I met your dad the other day. What is he, 52, 55? I said, wow, you're a little off. He's 69. He said, no, there's no way. I said, well, like I've been trying to tell you, Bob, these products work. For you, Lee, approaching, going into your eighth decade of being alive, that makes you sound really old, you know, going
it
into
it does. It sounds horrible, but
it does. But it's really not. I mean, on your business card, you've got written here, make your toxic home healthy, reverse aging yourself. Looking back, as Karen shared about her heart, she shared about being in a car accident, and we didn't even get into her burn story, which is just monumentally fantastic as well. For you, looking back, is there one experience, other than, you know, your husband's not snoring, because that's huge in marriages today, but is there one experience that kind of jumps out at you as this is what really solidified the value that we have in the wellness home?
Yeah, I have actually saved two people's lives. They would have died. One of them had an aneurysm, and she was only in her early 30s. And the doctor said, and the reason she didn't die, she woke up in the middle of the night, and she knew something was really bad. And so she called 911, and they came and got her, and they got her in time. But in the meantime, I had a call saying, if she lives through this, she's going to be a vegetable. And then I got another call, and they said, you're supposed to come to the hospital. So I went to the hospital, and the doctor said, I just wanted to meet you, because she would have died in her sleep had she not wakened up.
Wow.
And I told him that the pad she was on must have done it, and apparently it did. It jolted her awake, and they usually die in their sleep, apparently.
Sure.
So I felt really good about saving her life, and then just recently, just actually the night before last, I delivered the professional pack. Well, no, it came to her house, but I helped them put it all on. and explained to her husband. They have five kids, and he's got some horrible rheumatoid arthritis. He's only like 40 years old, but he's a total wreck, although he looks fine from the outside. But he's not got long to live if they didn't intervene. And she was a mess, too. So they're just really happy with everything. And they weren't going to see. They were not going to buy anything because they couldn't afford it.
Sure.
But they had to. I said, look, you can take your choice. You can have, you know, because the Mormons don't like their people to go and borrow money. And
it makes sense. I mean, it's a biblical concept, you know,
yeah.
Owe no man nothing. I mean, come on, people. It's just, there's not a lot of freedom when you're in debt.
No.
So why not?
And they had already had to go bankrupt. So they didn't have any money. So I was insisting, because I wasn't going to watch these people get worse and die early with these five kids.
The gentleman, the husband with the rheumatoid arthritis, you said he was what age in his life?
40.
Wow.
40, and he was already starting to bend over. His back was giving out, and his neck was killing him every day, and yet he had to work 12 hours a day. So I said, this is nothing but crazy. I said, there must be somebody that can loan you money. No, and she told me why everybody couldn't. And I thought, oh, shoot, it's up to me. And so I said, look, I'm not a bank, but I trust you guys. And I know that everybody who knows you are impressed, because they're fantastic humans, huge people inside. And so I said, look, how about I buy this stuff for you, and you pay me back as soon as you can.
Sure.
Because I'm not going to sit here and watch you guys go away. And it's worth it to me. And he said, well, you just buy one thing. That's the sleep system. That's all. We can't afford anything else. And I thought, well, that's not going to do a lot of good, you know, when you're not sleeping. And so we had a conversation, and she agreed with me that health was more important than cash.
Yeah.
So I went and I started adding up what she said she wanted. Well, then I looked at the packs, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I'm leaving out about $2,000 of products if I don't get the professional pack.
Sure.
You know, it's the same amount, to the same thing if you add it all up piecemeal.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't say she wanted the Air Wellness, because she didn't even know what it was, you know, anything about it. So I got her everything, and I thought, this is getting toward $5,000. So I put in some more stuff, a few things for me. Because the auto ship.
Your money, why not?
Yeah, my money. So I got some of auto ship stuff that I should have ordered. And then it came. And then the next day I called her. That was yesterday. I called her up and I said, what do you like best? She says, the Air Wellness and the Pineag water. See, I told her to drink water out of the shower head I was buying her from.
Oh.
But then
it's kind of a messy experience every time you want to drink a water to go flip on the shower. Lee,
yeah,
let me ask you this, because I'm looking at the clock and I want to tie a bow on this conversation, because we've covered a lot. Basically, what you did for this couple is you invested your own resources, your own finances into a wellness home for them. How long have they had it?
One day,
so they just got it, so it's too soon to tell. So we'll have to have you come back and share in a bit as far as what their experience is. But, I mean, I don't even have to be optimistic, I mean, because you could be negative and still get wonderful results with what, I mean, a whole wellness.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. You cannot sleep on, walk on, sit on, drink, and do everything else that you know, breathe air and not get them an experience. Because somebody in their 40s, because I'm 42, and to think that rheumatoid arthritis, that's not fun. I've met people that have that. Carrie Roundy down in Texas, oh, my goodness. She was diagnosed when she was a kid, you know, at the age of 9, being confined to a wheelchair. And then because of the products, being able to, 10 years later, be able to run and jump and have a normal life for, you know, forever. So, Lee, looking back on your experience with Neken, Is there one product that you would not be without? I know that's a trick question, isn't it?
No. Actually, you know what I love is those Power Patches and CM Cream samples, because I give those as gifts to everybody. And I don't have to, you know, talk. I just, you know, give it to them, and I actually put it on them.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure they hardly put any on their finger. I put it on their finger, just barely a drop.
It doesn't take much.
No. So, but anyhow, I love doing the businesses. That's my main thing, because I enjoy helping people. Since I'm a preacher's kid, and I've tried all my life to save the world, and nobody noticed. You know,
you're doing a little different approach, and I flipped your business card over, which I really appreciate what you put here. You simply said, "We join our Nikan team. We invite, excite, educate, nurture, launch, and grow our business." And I thought, you know, that if that's so bad about what Nikan's all about, man, I don't know what would be good, because that sounds pretty fun to me. Well, Lee, thank you.
I have a question. First of all, I think that most of us forget the five pillars of health when we're talking to people. Mm-hmm. And I think that we really need to be models ourselves of actually proving how the five pillars of health is working in our lives. And so, you know, actually I do explain to people how this all works together for a better life. And it makes sense to people, because it's something that they can connect to. But the other thing I needed to ask you guys, all of you on the line, I didn't want to wait to go to this Orlando event.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to wait till the last second, so I went and reserved a room.
Sure.
With two beds in it, and I don't need two beds. I would love to have...
So you're looking for a bunk mate. So what I'll do...
I know, not one. I'd like to have two or three, because it's like a party.
You want to have a slumber party with a bunch of
slumber
other
party.
Ladies. Ladies only. Yeah, right?
So you only pay for one night.
Yeah, I'll make it real easy on you. I've got your information. Somebody will email me literally in the next 45 seconds and say, I want to be a roommate. I'm looking for a roommate. And then I'll just pass them on to you, just for the sake of time. Lee, what I find so fascinating about your life as one who's 79 is that you obviously have more energy and stamina than people half your age, which I think is absolutely, even a quarter of your age, absolutely fantastic. So thank you for sharing. I want to go back right quick to Karen, because I want to be respectful of your time and everybody else who's listening. Karen, answer that same question. Looking back over your life with Nikan, the last 18, 19 years or so, is there any one product, any one component of the wellness home that you would not be without?
Well, all of it. But go along with what you're saying, I could not, in capital letters, give up the bed, ever. The bed is just my lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know, and I understand, as one who's been awake now for a little over an hour, it's been a very, very long week for our family. I mean, our girls are just, they're too active, but at the same time, they don't spend much time in front of the TV, which is, it's a good thing. They're really taking life, grabbing the bull by the horns and whatnot, and calling into bed last night a little after 11 o'clock, after, you know, entertaining an out-of-town wellness consultant. Pepper Black was with us for a couple hours from Tennessee, and then doing some work outside, dropping the daughter off at a birthday party, coming back, meeting some guys at the fire station, going downtown, running 45 stories of stairs just for the fun of it so we could do it, coming back, catching the revival edition of True Grit with, I just forgot his name. Oh, well, anyways, it's the classic John Wayne movie. And then getting home, and still, I think I got to take a shower. I hadn't even eaten dinner. But crawling into bed at 11:15 and looking at the clock going, I'm going to wake up in about 7 hours. And waking up and knowing and I think I pre-programmed my brain. Maybe it's all placebo. Maybe it is. I don't care anymore. But knowing that I was going to be able to wake up and attack this day and start all over again, because in about a half an hour, the 14 months is going to wake up, and I'm on daddy duty, and then at 11 o'clock, I got to go pick up the 9-year-old from the birthday party and get her to a gymnastics tournament, and it starts all over again. And I cannot imagine, and I appreciate you saying this, Karen, I cannot imagine what life would be like without the Nature Rest sleep system. I feel for people. You know.
Actually, now that I think about it, I would not be able to live without the osteogens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, because I would be in atrial fibrillation, and I don't want to go on medication. So I don't know. You say one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how there can be just one.
You know, and the beauty is, we're not talking about buying a sleep system every single day. You know, you invest. Now, the osteodents, that's a financial commitment. But at the same time, if you went on any type of medication or drug, you're looking at probably, once you pay for your insurance and once your insurance kicks in, it's probably much less for the osteodents. I've never put a pencil to it.
By the way, Vance, before we leave that, I must tell everybody that when I went on to osteodents, I was taking 2 a day, and then I took 5 calcium a day. That was on the old calcium. Now I'm down to 4 a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot back down from 2, because, as you well know, osteodance, that's $120 a month for me.
Sure.
And I would like to back down, and I have tried to back down, and every time I have, I've never gone into full-blown atrial fibrillation, but I have had my heart race. And the reason why I know that is because a pacemaker records everything that goes on with your heart. When I've had these episodes where I could feel something going on, I would make a note of the date and all. And when I go in for the reading, they can tell me the date, the time of day, and how long the incident lasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I personally have to take more than the average person. When they tell you one a day, that's for somebody who's just on maintenance.
Sure. Yeah, but, you know, it's no different, and I love the way that Dave Stoltz shares it. You know, in our country, when the terrorist threat level increases, well, we raise that little, you know, color indicator. And sometimes we have to do that with our physical bodies.
Exactly.
You're in a situation that in your 70s, that when your heart's not working as it should, you're going to have to raise what you're doing. The terrorists, cells in your body are attacking. Things aren't working the way they're supposed to. So we have to raise the input, the influx of the stuff that's going to make it work properly. And there's nothing
wrong
with that.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
Well, I have to think that, well, you know, as one who's in my 40s, there's certain things I can do now so that maybe I won't need to have a pacemaker. I don't know. I mean,
I honestly believe that. I believe that had Nikan come out with osteodents a year before, or maybe even 6 months,
sure,
I don't think that I would have ever had a pacemaker. In fact, when my heart, I've had the heart doctor, they've turned my battery down, or whatever it is, the way the pacemaker works. They've turned it down so low that I probably never will have to get a new battery. But I said to him, I said, well, is there ever a chance that you'd just take this pacemaker out? Oh, my goodness. It was like I had thrown gasoline onto a bonfire. And I won't say everything that he said, but let me tell you, he told me in no uncertain terms, he says the only person who would take that pacemaker out is a veterinarian. I mean, he was really upset with me.
So you're going to do a back alley surgery if you want. That is so funny. Well,
yeah.
Hey, ladies, I need to literally tie a bow on this wonderful conversation and wrap it up and say thank you, because with what you've shared, I know this has been beneficial to the Nikan family, and I know, because for people who are at that, you know, in those golden years, you guys have really set an example for others to follow and say, hey, we did it. You can too.
But you know, there's one thing we didn't mention,
When you get to be this old, we should have some wisdom. And we should be able to open our minds and get a lot more of it. The world needs wisdom. Mm-hmm. And if we live the five pillars of health, we will be able to be more present with people, mm-hmm. and more present and able to handle all of the chaos everywhere.
Sure.
And I think this is a gift to the world as much as the products, because I mean, this quality of life we're talking about. So I think that if you're going to live, you might as well not only be healthy, but you might as well have a lot of great insight that people are appreciating.
You know, and Leah, I can't top that. You know, that's the beauty of it. The five pillars of health, for those of us who really are new to this, is, you know, a healthy body, healthy family, healthy finances, healthy society. And what did I miss? Healthy family?
Mind.
No, healthy mind. So sorry. Yeah, the mind. See, mind's going. I mean, it's going. Anyways, well, I want to again thank Lee Landrut and Landrut and Karen Eastwood for being our guests this morning.
It was fun.
It's always going to be fun. I guarantee you, anytime you get on this call, it's going to be fun. And if you have somebody that you know, if you're listening right now going, man, I wish my friend Betty or I wish my friend Hank could have been listening to this because they would have enjoyed this. Well, they can. Simply send them over to www.saturdayamlive.com. All spelled out, www.saturdayamlive.com. And it'll take you right into there. Our good friend Steve Crowfoot records it. It's on the website. It'll be up in a couple hours. Send them there, and they can listen to it in its entirety. And the beauty about listening to it online is you can pause it if you need to go do something, or as you're playing solitaire there and you get a bad score and you get frustrated and you want to take a break or what. I don't know. I'm just rambling now. But it's all there. You can listen to it. And I know what Karen and Lee have shared will be beneficial to you. Got one quick announcement, and then we're going to say goodbye for now. Next week, Gordon and Jeannie Williams, another couple who are just grabbing life by the horns, who are up there in age at a time when most in their age category are thinking how much more time we can play shuffleboard or, you know, card games. Oh, they're not doing that at all. And very, very successful Nikan Wellness Consultants, and they'll be with us. And then the following Saturday, Sue Thompson, whose son was featured recently in the Nikan Family Magazine. He's a basketball coach, and I can't remember what team he coaches, but she'll be joining us from San Antonio, Texas. So that's the next 2 weeks at a glance. Want to thank everybody for joining, and again, Karen, Lee, thank you, ladies, for sharing your stories. Thank you for taking your time. I know this has been wonderful. So everyone have a fantastic weekend, and I will look forward to talking with you next Saturday morning. Same number, same place. All right? So thanks again, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye.